Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another live edition of On the Menu Live. You have tuned in to 790 KNST like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. And we are just right in the midst of having a great time. And in fact, you know, sometimes when you're in the doghouse, it's not such a fun place to be. And in all honesty, I've been in the doghouse from time to time on Saturday nights. But this is one doghouse that I am very excited to be in, fellow foodies, because I am broadcasting live right now in the Doghouse Saloon at the Tankaverde Ranch, right down here on the end of Speedway. And folks, you are going back hundreds of years in time. I want you to come out here and join us, because we've got half off margaritas, we've got half off glasses of wine at the Doghouse Saloon, and we are just getting this party kicked into gear. We're going to be talking with Kristen Tremel, the food and beverage director out here at the Tankaverde Ranch, a woman who gets to wear boots and jeans to work every day, and she calls that work, for crying out loud. We're going to be sitting next to the honorable executive chef Sergio Rocha, who is going to be talking about his concept of the culinary program out here at the Tankaverde Ranch, from chuck wagon rides to exceptional, life-changing, transformational culinary experiences. Friends, you don't want to miss any of this hour whatsoever, and you certainly don't want to miss any of it, because our celebrity co-host for the full hour is right here, fellow foodies. He's one of my good friends, and he's the executive director of the Children's Museum Tucson. Michael Luria is back with us. How you doing, Michael?
I am great, man. It is a wonderful holiday weekend, and here we are in this beautiful location enjoying the Sonoran Desert. Couldn't be better.
It really couldn't. I mean, this is such a spectacular setting. And like I said, this is one doghouse I don't mind being in.
Absolutely. Keep us here for a while if you can.
Right. Well, as long as they keep pouring these ice-cold tap beers. Again, the margaritas are half off. The glasses of wine are half off. Right outside, right next door, there's a lovely couple that's about to engage in matrimony, a beautiful, spectacular setting for a wedding out there. I mean, we're just surrounded by celebration.
Absolutely, and what a perfect time of year to do that as we kick off the holiday season.
Absolutely, we love it. You know, I live right near the Sabino Canyon area, and I was just struck how, you know, it didn't take very long to get out here. People think Tankaverde Ranch, you know, way on the outskirts of town, it's a commitment. No, I mean, I was out here in like 20 minutes from my side of town. And when you come out here and you start seeing the horses, I mean, it's like, you know, 15, 20 minutes away, but you're going way back in time. And I love this sort of Wild West atmosphere they've created.
And even though you're here on the outskirts of Tucson, you sort of feel like you're so much further away. You have this beautiful ambiance, the desert, and they have all these wonderful horses and the cattle and the beautiful grounds. It's just fabulous.
I just love coming out here. So, you know, I haven't had you on the show in a long time. What's been keeping your palates occupied in your circuit tour across Southern Arizona?
Well, I think we're just always out there trying to see what's new and what's happening around town. And, of course, today is Shop Local Saturday, so
yes.
I tried to do my part. I had lunch today at Feast, and I had a fabulous salad with a crispy duck on it.
Oh, my
and a
goodness.
Maple balsamic glaze. It was fabulous.
Chef Doug Lovey strikes again.
Absolutely.
Love going out there. So Small Business Saturday, we want to, you know, there's several hours left in the day. After you come out here and enjoy a great meal and some great drinks, continue shopping, you know, support small businesses. That is the heartbeat of the economy right here in Southern Arizona. And all you got to do is take a look around at great restaurants, wonderful, you know, purveyors of goods and services, surrounded by, I think, some of the most innovative to support those folks.
Absolutely. It's what gives us a sense of place and why it's so fitting to be out here at Tankaverde Ranch, because this is so the epitome of Tucson and Sonora and Southern Arizona, and what a great way to spend an afternoon.
Exactly. You can't get more local than where we are right now.
Absolutely.
So what's been going on at the Children's Museum? Now, I mean, this is a, you know, fun time of year, holidays, you know, lots of activity, you know, kids, you know, going in and out of school. What's been going on downtown?
We've been really busy. We're really excited about our newest exhibits that just opened about 6 weeks ago. We have a brand new reimagined art studio.
Oh, great.
Everything with arts and crafts table, a sort of maker table where you can tinker. We have a slate water table. You can draw with water on slate. And we have a chalk totem pole, which is really cool. And then right adjacent to it is a brand new exhibit for early childhood education, those kids four and under, and it's called WeWorld. Brand new exhibits. They're fabulous. And you know what the best part is? Tomorrow, you can come out and come to the Children's Museum for free, because it's our thank you to the Tucson community, and we're kicking off the holiday season with a free admission day tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, free and in my book means complimentary, no cost, no charge. You say that admission to the museum tomorrow, that's December the 1st, is free?
100%.
Oh, what a great organization in this community.
So come down, come play, spend some quality family time, and then you can go out into downtown and take part in some of those fabulous restaurants that we have in our downtown.
And I've lost track, quite frankly. It seems like another restaurant is opening up every other week, for crying out loud, down there.
There is. We have a brand new coffee shop, Cartel Coffee Lab, just opened up. And then in a couple of weeks, we have Gio Tacos right around the corner from the Children's Museum. Bianco Pizzeria is opening later this year or early next year. So lots of things. The fun and the quality food and beverage opportunities don't stop coming downtown.
Now, and I know you're a very busy man at the Children's Museum, and always constantly pushing the edge of innovation. It seems like there's always new fun and interesting and educational programs that you have, up your sleeve. But you got to get out of the office every so often, right, around the noon hour. You've got this beautiful, magnificent, structure that you call the Children's Museum Tucson, which is a walking distance from many great restaurants. Where do you like to go eat during the lunch hour during the week?
You know, what I love, and I know you do too, is the variety. It's the spice of life. So you get out there and you try different things. Most recently, Maynard's just redid their marketplace.
Yes.
So I've had a chance to go over there and both have an experience of taking lunch away and also having a little bit of a breakfast meal there in their newly redefined marketplace. So that's been great. I also think in the restaurant side, they have a wonderful happy hour. I love steak tartare. There's not a lot of restaurants that do it in our community.
That's
but
true.
They do, so that's great. Of course, if you got the kids, you got to go to Hub and grab some of that ice cream.
That's
absolutely fabulous.
Yep, take it there. Just grab it and go. Walk along the streets of downtown. Imagine the streetcar coming to life here in just a few months. A couple of test drives. This is really Tucson growing up in a big and bold way.
Yeah, and if you want to balance culture with cuisine, go to Tucson Museum of Art and then have Mr. Lunch at Cafe a la Carte. So that's another great combination.
What a great package. Yeah, out of the lips of Michael Luria, tried and tested. So I know you do some travel every now and then for work. You like to kind of take a look at other children's museums across the country and see what they're up to. Have you been on the road lately?
I have not a whole lot. I was in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and so that was great and had a chance to have a couple great meals and do a couple things. I think the funny thing is my brother lives there, and the first night there, he's like, we're going to take you out to dinner, and we're going to take you to a Mexican restaurant. Dead silence. But actually, I have to tell you, it was really great. And I was up on Hollywood Boulevard, and there's so much good food in that town. And I just love getting out there. Jones on 3rd in West L.A. is a fabulous place. Great pastries to go. Kind of like a Dean and DeLuca. You got to love
great.
That. So there's just so much good food out there. And we'll be traveling to a little bit to the south, to North Carolina, after the first of the year. So looking forward to that.
Great.
And I know you were you had a barbecue thing recently. You've been on the road.
Yeah. I've been north, south, east, and west. And I'm always fascinated by the food beat when I go into a community. I'm interested in knowing from you, as you are hitting the road, and when you're doing 3 days here and 4 days there, and like I said, you're one of the most well-respected palates and culinary personalities here in this community. I'm always curious as to how you decide. So when you go to a city you've never been to, and you're only going to be there for, say, 2 days or 3 days, and you want to get out and experience the food and the beverage atmosphere, how do you begin that process to decide where you're going to go?
I think nowadays with social media and the internet, you can do so much research online, and there's so much input being generated by end users, which, really gives you a different perspective on things. So, I love OpenTable. In fact, I used to work for them.
Yes.
So I use OpenTable, but I also like to go and see the surveys and see the comments from users, because I think that tells a lot. I'm talking to the concierges or business people that I know or the museum people I'm visiting and say, where do you go? Now, don't tell me where you send the tourists. Tell me where you go when you're going out to eat. That's
exactly
what I want to know.
Well, that's a great page out of the Michael Luria playbook, how to define and decide where you're going to be when you're on the road. I think those are great words of wisdom to all of our fellow foodie listeners. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the new owner of the Hog Pit Smokehouse right there on Tancredi. He just took over this wonderful barbecue joint. We're going to find out if he has any changes afoot. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here in the Doghouse Saloon at the spectacular, we got some dogs in the house, at the spectacular Tancredi Ranch right at the end of Speedway. Just follow your nose because there's all kinds of wonderful aromas coming out of this place. I'm here with my celebrity co-host, Michael Luria from Children's Museum Tucson. Having a great time?
We're having a fabulous time.
Having a great cold beer, wonderful craft beer. We're going to be talking with Kristen Tremel, the food and beverage director here who's going to be talking about what's shaking behind the bar these days. And there's a lot going on property-wide, so you don't want to miss Chris. And, of course, we're going to be talking to the new executive chef who has already attracted significant buzz across the foodie community here in Southern Arizona, so you want to stick around for that as well. But anyway, there's a great barbecue joint, folks, on the east side on Tancredi, one of our favorites for sure. And I just met a guy that says that he is the new owner. He and his family have just taken the reins of the Hog Pit Smokehouse. His name is Les Baxter, and he's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Les, what's going on?
Hello.
Nice. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Les, nice to have you on the phone. Now, look, I mean, you and I had this chance meeting in Sabino Canyon not too long ago. A mutual friend introduced us. I learned that you are the new owner of the Hog Pit Smokehouse, which has for a long time been one of our favorite barbecue joints. And whenever I hear new owner, especially when it's aligned and associated with a place that I've always liked, you know, I sort of get a little nervous. You know, what kind of changes do these people have up their sleeve? Tell us about the new Hog Pit Smokehouse.
Well, first of all, we haven't really touched the food. We've added things like desserts and stuff like that. But the big story is the 7 nights a week live entertainment.
Wow.
That's been a
wow.
huge draw and a boon to the music lovers on the east side of town. We have some heavy hitter lineups, artists, and they're bringing in people in droves. They're finding the food, and everything's magical now.
Well, so there's this collective sigh of relief, Les Baxter, when you said that nothing has changed food-wise because, you know, we love the smoked Q at the Hog Pit Smokehouse, you know, from ribs to brisket to great sausages to chicken in this really kind of great, authentic barbecue atmosphere. So we're really celebrating the fact that you're kind of, you know, not you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. But we love the fact, Les, that you're bringing in entertainment. Now, 7 nights a week you're having live music there?
Yes. On Sunday nights, my band does what's called a Philly-style jam session where different players and, you know, people even come out of the wood out of the woodwork to practice their chops with us. And we just freestyle jam and have a great time. And Monday nights, my keyboardist slash saxophonist, Amo Chip Dabney, does a one-man show here. And Tuesday nights, my guitarist, Steve Smith, plays with a trumpet master named Carlo Lugo.
Hmm.
And then Wednesdays, my band does jazz thing. Thursday nights, Brian Dean Trio plays. Friday night is Heather Hardy. Last night was her first night here, and she was amazing.
Wow.
And then Saturday nights, various artists round out the week.
There's a little humbleness in Les's voice. You know, he's not going to tell you, but I certainly am. When he's talking about his band and when he's talking about hand-selecting musicians to come into the Hog Pit Smokehouse and play, folks, this is the real deal because Les is a Grammy Award-nominating jazz artist in his own right, aren't you, Les?
Yeah, in 2003, my first CD got us the nominee for Best New Jazz Artist. And it's been fantastic ever since then.
Well, I mean, you just can't imagine going to a barbecue joint, Michael Luria, and having some great smoked ribs and some brisket and some, you know, all the great Q delicacies and hearing some great live jazz at the same time.
It's like you've taken the talent in the kitchen and you put it out on the stage as well. So you got talent everywhere in the building.
It's like surround sound at the Hog Pit Smokehouse. So. Folks, we want you to get out to the Hog Pit Smokehouse over there on Tancredi. Less than a couple of seconds is going to tell you exactly where it is to enjoy this great live entertainment 7 nights a week. I understand some karaoke has joined the lineup, but people come there for the barbecue. Now, since you've taken over, Les Baxter, is there one item on that menu, you know, be it the ribs or the brisket or what, that really is authentically the show-stopping cue there at the Hog Pit? What's outselling everything else on the menu these days?
I would say the two items, and this is like a neck-and-neck race for first place, the brisket, which is certified Angus beef, and the ribs. It's just indescribably delicious, to coin a phrase.
You know, I had a behind-the-scenes tour of the Hog Pit Smoker, and it is magnificent. I mean, that thing is running nearly 24 hours a day. They're always putting some great – I think you're still using pecan wood back there. And, again, the setting is great. You've got that great patio that overlooks, you know, Tanque Verde. Now, you're doing some new things with desserts as well. Did I hear you say once that you actually brought a sweet potato pie to the menu?
Sweet potato pie, yes, that's a big seller. We brought shoe fly pie, which is a big East Coast thing,
yes.
And red velvet cake.
All right, well, so, I don't know about you. I'm getting hungry, and I think the listeners are too.
Well, yeah, we also added salmon, smoked salmon, and veggie burgers for those who aren't really the carnivores that I am.
Well, you know, you certainly aren't going to find any vegetarians here at the Tanque Verde Ranch where we're broadcasting from. But anyway, Les Baxter, the new owner, and I should say the proud owner of the Hog Pit Smokehouse, has taken Hog Pit to another level, kept what works on the menu, bringing in live entertainment, live jazz, karaoke, some great Southern and Eastern inspired desserts made from real family recipes. We're so excited for what you've done there. Now, we've got about another 30 seconds left, Les Baxter. Make sure that all of the people in our audience know exactly where you're located and how they can find you online.
We're at 6910 East Tanque Verde, which is east of Cove on Tanque Verde, and online at hogpitsmokehouse.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Give us a like, and that way you'll keep up with everything we're doing, including our upcoming New Year's Eve event.
That sounds great. New Year's at the Hog Pit sounds like a lot of fun. Roll up your sleeves and get some lip-smacking fun as we count down another great year. Les Baxter, the owner of the Hog Pit Smokehouse on Tanque Verde, congratulations for taking the reins, and I can't wait to see you down there.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on in. We're ready for you.
Thanks so much. Les Baxter is in the house. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, Kristen Tremel is going to scoot her boots over to the table, strap on a headset, and enjoy a few minutes with us talking about the beverage program here at the Doghouse Saloon. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to AM 790 KNST. You'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness. So with my celebrity co-host from the Children's Museum, Tucson, Mike Aluria, having a great time out here at the Tanque Verde Ranch.
We're having a fabulous time, and it's so good to be back at the ranch.
I mean, I'm wearing my boots, Michael. I am wearing my boots. I mean, because I'm at the Doghouse Saloon.
Why wouldn't you be?
You know, and
you'd be in the doghouse if you weren't wearing your boots.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, there's a woman here who just sat down who probably wears boots every day because she can and get away with it and pull it off with such grace. She's the food and beverage director right here at the Tanque Verde Ranch. The lovely Kristen Tremel is with us. How you doing, Kristen?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I mean, well, thanks for having us. I mean, Michael, yeah. Can you imagine a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon?
Such hospitality. Thank you.
I mean, here we are in our boots and jeans. We're sitting in the Doghouse Saloon. You know, we've got the lovely couple, Richard and Cindia Stotler, who are celebrating their nuptials. And Michael and I were saying right before the show started, what a great place to have an event here at the Tanque Verde Ranch.
Absolutely wonderful place. We do it all out here.
Weddings, parties, special events. I mean, I even thought this would be a great place if you were, you know, if you're working for a company, want to do like a board retreat or kind of like a team building exercise. I mean, there's all kinds of great opportunities out here.
Yep, we do a great margarita and salsa challenge for a lot of our big board members that come out. It's so much fun. They learn how to make salsa. They learn how to make margaritas. Then they have to put a marketing scheme behind it.
What?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
How fun. I never knew that.
Yeah,
oh, that's
a
great.
Lot of fun.
So like celebrity judges involved?
Yep,
and you have to
always.
Taste all these margaritas?
I'm oh, yeah.
There's a whole
two of us right here.
That's right. You'll have to come out next time.
What a coincidence. You know, Michael and I have sat at the same judging table for a number of food events here, so now you know.
Yeah.
You can come right to us. So anyway, here we are at the Doghouse Saloon. We're enjoying a lovely cold draft beer. Now, this is the, is it the Cold Rodeo beer?
Rodeo Cold, yep.
We've never heard of this beer.
This is great beer. It's actually brewed out of New Mexico, but the gentleman is from Arizona. He used to be like a stunt cowboy man.
Huh.
And he teamed up with the Zac Brown Band, and they created the spear.
Oh, no kidding.
It just flies here. We love it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's flying pretty quickly here. I mean, whenever Michael Lurie is on the radio, you got to just keep him coming, Kristen. Anyway, his family is listening now. Come on, man. But anyway, so, you know, when you're thinking about the Old West, and you were thinking about, you know, this sort of destination encounter, and to call it an experience is almost a misnomer. And this really is kind of a real surround sound kind of an encounter with the Old West, and done authentically, let me just say, because there's a lot of folks that sort of try to do this, what we're talking about. This is as authentic as it gets. You know, people have this idea for, you know, what a beverage program should be like. We're going to be talking to Chef in the second part of the show about what a food program can be like. But how do you libate people here authentically when you're serving cocktails and beers in an Old West atmosphere?
Well, we do a lot of craft beers here. Prickly pear margaritas are our favorite around here as well. We do harvest our own prickly pears on property, and we make the puree from there. So it's all from the heart, all love. We're big family atmosphere, and that's the way we like to keep it.
Prickly pear, they harvest their own prickly pears.
That's pretty cool.
Every
actually
August.
Sounds like an activity. Like, is that what you have send the families out there?
We tried to get the kids program to do it, but our kids counselors weren't very happy with us.
Come on, kids. Mom and dad are thirsty. Yep. Come on, chop, chop. But you do it right here on site. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you probably need judges to demonstrate the authenticity of the prickly pear as the agave. So, boy, we're really pitching hard, aren't we? But anyway, your margaritas are for this show, and I think up until, what did you say, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, are half price. Talk about the margarita that is sort of the show-stopping margarita here. Is it that prickly pear
it
margarita?
It is the prickly pear, definitely. Followed up right behind is we have a Hellfire margarita that we make with fresh habanero and simple syrup. It's got a kick behind it.
Hellfire.
Uh-huh.
Are you infusing the tequila with the habanero?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Sounds deadly.
I remember, in your old days, we used to enjoy having a spicy margarita at your old place.
It was 110 in the shade. That was the name of that margarita. Diablo margarita.
The Diablo margarita. Yeah, oh, that's right. Doesn't seem that long ago. Yeah. But yes, this Hellfire, we might have to try that before
Definitely.
The show is over. I know I'm speaking for Michael Lurie. Maybe he wants to go prickly pear. I don't know.
We'll just try both.
There you go.
I mean, our listeners demand authenticity.
Absolutely.
We want to do the whole landscape. I don't know what your plans are tonight.
It's a guest ranch, right?
There are rooms. A great segue because, you know, this is a great place to come out. And we really want to impress on our listeners that, you know, Tecca Verde Ranch, known internationally as a place to come. Even, you know, I was looking online, Regis and Kelly, you know, did a thing out here. You're known worldwide. Mm-hmm. But this is a great place for locals to come, for locals to celebrate and embrace. What can you provide the local community to come out here and give them a sense of what Tecca Verde Ranch is all about?
Well, you can do anything from just taking a sunset ride to staying the evening in one of our beautiful 70 guest rooms. You can wake up and have breakfast with our owner who cooks pancakes for you. Blueberry pancakes after a ride. I mean, there's so much to do out here. We've got tennis.
The owner. The pancakes.
Yes.
Mr. Tecca Verde himself.
Mr. Bob Coat. Yep. Mr. Bob Coat every Thursday and Sunday makes pancakes up at our breakfast ride, and they're spectacular, wonderful. He does a great job.
What a great family kind of thing to do. You know, Michael and I have young kids, and it would be, you know, kind of fun to come out here. Is it like a weekend morning, or how does that run?
We do our breakfast rides on Thursdays and Sundays, and that's the best time to come out and do it, and that's when you can meet our owner and have his blueberry pancakes. And there's so much to do out here, from swimming to hiking, fishing. We have a made lake here that we stock with bass and sunfish, and it's great for the kids. They love fishing down there. Obviously, it's catch and release, but so there's so much to do out here.
That's great. And how big is the property out here?
We are 660 acres.
I can't even get my mind around that.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that
is amazing.
That is major acreage. And there's a new discovery around every twist and turn. I mean, when I come up, basically, folks, it's right at the end of Speedway, as far east as you go.
Yep.
And again, as I was saying earlier, it's no matter where you are, it doesn't take long to get out here. I was out here in 20 minutes from my house. You hang on a left, and you just sort of wind up to the open arms of the ranch hands. They're all there. You can pass all the horses. And I just love this atmosphere that you've created. Now, as we said, it's a great place to do private parties, special events. Talk about that.
Private party special events. I mean, we do weddings, we do funerals, you name it. We do divorce parties, we do everything, you know.
Well, let's hope that you're not going to be seeing Richard and Cindia Stotler
at
a divorce party anytime soon. She's walking down the aisle right now
I
speak.
But we can handle it all.
So how can people, do they call you directly to make, to schedule these kinds of events or to come out and learn more about? How can they find out more information?
The best thing to do is to call our front desk line, which is 520-296-6275, and you're going to ask for Mary Ellen McBee. She's our catering manager here, and she can set you up with anything.
Great. Mary Ellen at 296 866-6275. Walk you through all the options that are available for you to come back here to the Old West without leaving Tucson. The Tanqueverty Ranch with a great bar here, the Doghouse Saloon, wonderful, spectacular setting. There's all kinds of great, there's swimming, and then there's events and parties and breakfast trail rides. We definitely want to take advantage of all of this great stuff out here at the Tanqueverty Ranch.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Doghouse Saloon right here at the spectacular Tanqueverty Ranch. Just living it up right now with my celebrity co-host, the executive director of Children's Museum Tucson and fellow foodie, Michael Luria.
Now, how come we didn't get ourselves thrown in the doghouse sooner? That's the question.
What does it take to be thrown in the doghouse? I mean, come on! Inquiring minds want to know. Well, you know, we did it right, because here we are enjoying a lovely craft beer. Tanqueverty Ranch. I should say, you know, we heard the commercial for Entourage Transportation, and let me just say to all listeners, we're heading up on the holidays, lots of partying going on, lots of late night dining, lots of one or two or three or four extra cocktails. You know, as we said, Arizona has among the most strict DUI laws in the country. You don't want to get behind the wheel of a car.
That's right.
And in fact, you know, a taxi is an option, but I love Entourage because, you know, you come to the moment where you think you've had too much to drink. If you don't want to spend the night at the Tanqueverty Ranch, although they're lovely appointed rooms, we definitely want you to do that. But if you think you've had too much to drink and you need to get home, 909-0100 is the number to call. They send out an electric scooter to your car. They pack that scooter up. They put it in your trunk, and they drive you home in your own car, so you and your car are home safe. And it's really the only way the Russells ride. I don't know if you've tried Entourage, but it's a great idea.
You know, you have to be responsible, not only to yourself and your own family, but those around you in our community. So you got to be careful.
Great. Well, call 909-0100. It's a number you should keep handy, and talk with Jason or Amanda and let them know you heard about Entourage right here on the Menu Live. Anyway, this is a food show, Michael Luria, and I see food. And there is the very gentle and delicate hands of the man who prepared it, the honorable executive chef right here at the Tanqueverty Ranch. His name is Sergio Roja. Chef, how are you?
Well, actually, it's Roca.
Roca?
So, yeah.
Oh, it's Roca. It's Sergio Roca.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we'll rewind. It's live radio. We can't rewind.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, Sergio Roca is in the house, and you're here in your Chef White's, and all I have to say is congratulations for ascending to the peak of prominence on your culinary career, because here you are at the Tanqueverty Ranch. I can imagine you're just pretty happy here.
Oh, yeah, very, very happy. You know, love the ranch, love the setting, love my crew. They're a really, really good crew. And actually, we're able to play with a bunch of different stuff that we get to do.
Oh, my goodness.
So right now we have it's a braised pork shank. It was braised with tomatillo, some beef stock, and quite a bit of different root vegetables for the season. So this is a dish that we do for the season itself. We'd like to do a lot of braising on the ranch, especially when the fall comes around. And it's accompanied with braised Brussels sprouts, bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and some southern-style grits.
Just beautiful. Doing a lot of braising out here in the ranch.
Yeah. Looks absolutely fabulous. And you know what? There's all those activities out here at the ranch. You're going to work up an appetite, and this is a dish. No matter how big your appetite is, this is going to satisfy you.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of hiking and a lot of people that do biking, and they have no problem with eating a dish like this because they know they're going to burn those calories right back off.
Yeah, well, I mean, this should be called the Flintstone cut, Chef. I mean, this is
when we do our short rib. When they come in, the short rib is literally about a foot long, and then we cut it down for the order. We tried it once as the full bone, and people were just blown away.
Oh,
so we have to cut it down now.
So, you know, we're going to dive into your delicacies right here in a few minutes, but I want to take a little time to get to know you, as a culinary personality. So, you know, a lot of chefs, you know, stand on the shoulders of giants on their way up to, you know, as I said, the pinnacle of on their culinary journey. Who are some of the chefs along your own journey that you sort of, you know, looked up to, idolized, respected along your path?
I'm not real too big into many celebrity chefs that are out there. I think most of them are, you know, they've done their
very
entertainers. As that have influenced me, one of my very first chefs was Russell Tarman. When I was about 16 or 17, I started as a dishwasher in his kitchen.
Wow.
And he saw a lot of promise in me. So after about 2 months of that, he moved me up to Garmager. And then after Garmager, I was there for a few months, and I got to move up to the line. And he just saw a lot of promise in me. And then he started pushing me to start going to culinary school. And
fantastic.
Yeah, he was a really, really great guy. Really good chef, too. I learned a lot from him.
And you went to culinary school?
I did.
Where'd you go to school?
I actually went to community college in San Antonio, Texas.
Excellent.
At St. Phillips. And then from there, because apparently community college wasn't good enough for my mom, I had to go to a major university. So I went out to the Johnson & Wales in Rhode Island.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. You know, Michael, you're a longtime restaurateur in this community. I've been fascinated by so many chefs that I talk to that actually got their start in the business washing dishes. I mean, have you found the same thing to be true on your walk?
It's so true. And, you know, sometimes you see it even on the other side, in the front of the house. Sometimes you start, you know, as a busboy, and you get that exposure to the kitchen. And I guess they don't call them busboys anymore. I probably just dated myself.
They're back servers. My son
will
we
don't use the word boy. It's just busser.
Yeah. you know, so you get the exposure to the restaurant, and then you move over to the kitchen side, and you really kind of grow up in it, and you sort of, you know, we talked about surround sound. It's that being around, that 360 ambiance of being in a restaurant and living it and breathing it and seeing how it works and then becoming addicted to it.
Right. You just engulf yourself in it, and especially during the holidays. Holidays are the biggest time. We just had Thanksgiving, one of our busiest times. You know, we're away from our families during that time, but it doesn't feel like we are because we're all one big family in the kitchen.
Beautiful.
So if you can open up your kitchen to your crew and have everybody feel like they're a family unit, then most of these guys don't mind working holidays for you. And then they actually have fun doing it because they feel like they're a second family, they're alternate family.
Love to hear you say that. That's the second time in the short time that you've been on with us where you have just paid tribute to your team. And I love a chef who actually takes time to really embrace the team as opposed to, you know, here I am, spectacular chef, you know, follow me, I'll pose for pictures and sign autographs.
Right.
And I'm sure you've done several of those in your, you know, in your lifetime.
But, not yet.
I mean, well, after this show, you just wait, chef. But I mean, it really is. You surround yourself with culinary talent. You left everybody up that way.
Yeah, exactly. And I give a lot of credit to my team. They're a very good team. They've come a long way. We just had the regime shift from our last executive chef, and this is probably one of the smoothest shifts I have ever been through.
Fantastic.
So everybody was gung ho about, you know, the movement.
America Now with Andy Dean.
Al-Qaeda controls one of these rebel hospitals, and somebody came into the hospital screaming, covered in blood. Nobody could recognize the guy. So the Al-Qaeda fighters protecting the hospital decided to behead the person. And then somebody recognized his head.
Weeknight 7 to 10.
It turns out he was also an Al-Qaeda fighter who had been injured. They had mistaken him for a government official. They cut off the wrong guy's head. What are you going to do? Tough business.
Okay. On KNST.
And here we are back at the Tancredi Ranch. You know, we're having too much fun out here, Chef. things are just going crazy out here. But anyway, I love the fact that you talk about your team, and you also talked about the fact that it has to be fun. And somewhere, you know, I learned that, you know, your part of your culinary philosophy is food has to be fun. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, the food has to be fun for the individual that's eating it, because I view it as we're not just feeding people, we're actually feeding their souls. These people are out here, especially they're out here for an all-encompassing event. They're here to ride horses, do the hiking, biking, all of the stuff that we do outside. And that's one of the reasons we don't have televisions in the room, is because we want people to get outside and enjoy the desert as itself.
Perfect.
But then also offer them something. So when they sit down as a family or with their friends, we have a lot of people that come out here as groups, and they just meet up here at the ranch, that they can have an experience where it's not so much, you know, like mom would have made it, but it's something that's very rugged and traditional to the area itself. Right. We actually just got the silver for Best Southwest in Tucson from Tucson Lifestyle Magazine.
Congratulations.
So that was
huge.
That was really good. So we just want to continue that. And the thing with that is that my crew knows I'm very loose when it comes to the kitchen. I support any idea that they want to do, and we try to nurture anything that they want to do into the food itself. But then we also have to think about the all-encompassing effect of, you know, is it directed to the Southwest? Can we make it gear towards the Southwest? Can we take something that's French provincial and move it to a Southwest genre?
Exactly.
So we get to play with the food, and you have to have fun while you're doing that. You know, mom wasn't at home. Grandma wasn't at home just slaving away making the food. She was in the kitchen singing to music, you know, entertaining everybody, throwing flour in people's faces, stuff like that. So you have to liven it up, and it shows in the food when you do that. If you have a kitchen that's just very Prussian, I guess would be the word,
yes,
if it's just very Eins zwei, then it shows in the food, and it just seems very just kind of put out there. But we like to liven it up. We always have music playing in the kitchen. If we one of our Cottonwoods events, we'll always have country music playing. If we do a Mexican fiesta, we'll always have some sort of Mexican music or Hispanic-type music playing in the kitchen. We just like to liven it up a little
bit. Do you throw flour in the faces of your guests?
Not my guests. My guys in your kitchen sometimes, yes. Sometimes.
All the time.
And I can imagine how versatile you have to be. You know, you're talking about, I was asking Kristen before you came on, I mean, you oversee the entire culinary program.
Correct.
Out here at Tanque Verde Ranch, so you have to be equipped to handle trail rides and what that means from a food perspective to sit down, beautiful culinary experience that'll change your world kind of a thing in the dining room. I mean, how do you approach the challenges on both sides of that?
I think the other thing is that you're an international destination, so you're dealing with palates with individuals from all over the world who eat at different times and have different likes and dislikes, so you have a lot on your plate, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one of the things I definitely had to calm down on was the use of chilies, because we do have a lot of international people and even some of our locals. I'm from San Antonio, so we're used to heavier chilies and lots of dried chilies in our food, but you got to liven it up a little bit and try to venture out and use some different stuff. But yeah, definitely had to calm down on the amount of chilies that we use here. But you know, we still keep it very light. And actually, we keep it light. The other dish that we have is a vegetarian to counteract the fact that you have a braised pork shank on the other side. Sweet potato stuffed acorn squash on a bed of quinoa with a little bit of French beans on the side.
Boy, and you know, presentation, Michael, is just everything here, isn't it?
I mean, just taunting us, though. We've been sitting here staring at this for a couple of minutes now. It's just
there's knives and forks right next to you. I don't know why you haven't.
Here's your setting. Absolutely. And here's I have two, so why don't I pass one over here to Cindy, who's running the board ever so professionally. Talk about the restaurant here. So you want to come out here? I mean, do you have standard restaurant hours for the folks that are listening to our radio broadcast that actually might want to come in here and try the fruits of your labors? Talk about the restaurant itself.
Sure. During the season right now, the restaurant opens at 5:30. Then when we get into the summer slower months, we open at 6. We are open to the public, which is reservation definitely is necessary for us, because we base our numbers off of the amount of ranch guests that we have. So if people just start walking in, we're not going to have enough food for everybody.
Not being equipped.
But one of the great things is that our menu changes daily. We have a few set items, about 4 items. Especially right now, we have 8 items on the menu that are fixed. But 4 of those items we actually rotate. So there's always something new each day, because our guests are here for an extended time. They're here for a week, 4 days or so, and they could get very bored with a menu that stays the same.
Yeah.
So 4 of the items usually stay fixed. We always have prime rib on the menu. There'll always be a chicken dish. It'll either be a citrus roasted game hen or a southwestern inspired chile relleno.
Beautiful.
And then a few of the other 4 items are the ones that rotate. So the fish dish will rotate. We always rotate from fish to seafood, scallops, anything like that. We've done crawfish risotto. We've done a bunch of different things.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and we're not limited, even though we did win that Best of Southwest for Tucson. We're not limited to that. We can bring in some of the East Coast Southern food, some of the Texas food, some stuff from California. We've run a ranch-inspired Chipino as well. So, you know, we're very open to
something
the ideas.
Something for every personality and palate.
We just have to bring kind of bring it down to the ranch's
level. And how do people make reservations? For those of our audience members that want to come in and make a dinner reservation, what's the best way to do that?
Same way to do that is to dial that great number, 296-6275, and let them know you'd like to eat with us.
Great. You know, coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to give one of you, our listeners, a chance to come out here and experience the Tanque Verde Ranch for yourself. You can actually come out here and meet Sergio Roca. You can shake his hand. You can get to know a little bit more. I mean, I hope you're going to be able to offer that opportunity for our listeners.
Sure, I'll just wash my hand after.
And before, maybe, too.
Sure.
But anyway, we're going to be doing a really fun trivia question this week, so we want to remind you, listen for the trivia question, because the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to come.
From the medical help file. New study shows that aerobics is a poor form of fat loss. I don't know whether it's true anymore. Who knows what anything is true in the media anymore?
Always listen to Rush Limbaugh with a friend.
I'll say this is exactly right, because I love jamming it down people who think exercise is a way to lose weight, because I know it's not.
There is a choking hazard.
So I don't care whether it's true or not. I'll just ram it down your throat.
Weekdays 10 to 1.
And I'll pretend I'm in the drive-by media.
On KNS.
So back to the food, it's just the presentation is great, the texture and the flavor. There's even is there a touch of heat in there somewhere as well?
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, so I love that.
Texture.
That, sort of that balance.
And color, just vibrant colors coming out of there. Mm-hmm. And I think the one word that comes to mind when I'm going in is just fresh. Just fresh flavors, seasonal flavors, all incorporated in this beautiful dish that you said which is as pleasing to the eyes as it is on the palate, beautifully made with intention. And that, you know, you think about coming out to a ranch riding horses and running cattle all day, and you come down and sit down to this, Michael Luria?
It's fabulous. And the other thing that I really love about it is that oftentimes when we think of vegetarian dishes, we think of very one-dimensional. This is a very three-dimensional dish. There's a lot of layers, a lot of textures, a lot of flavors. And so that makes it exceptionally enjoyable for those that are carnivores that are maybe being on the healthier side.
Okay, well, I'm a carnivore, and I love a healthy meal. That's gorgeous. I'm speechless. I want to pick it up and eat it I don't even want to use a fork and a knife, Mike.
Well, if you do that, I'm going to take your picture and we'll put it on the Facebook page. Because we'd like to see that. Well, so I'm going to let you dig in.
Okay.
And I'd like to know, with the holidays coming up, we're going to have to go to break here in a minute, but maybe when we come back, you can tell a little bit about what else is happening for the holiday season, if you have other things going on between now and the end of the year.
Oh, sure.
But this is just such a fabulous way to spend a Saturday afternoon, and look forward to coming back and visiting again, because it's just been fantastic.
This is just, I challenge you to, you don't even need the knife. I don't even know why I have knives on the table. There's no need for a knife. This is beautiful. The shank just comes apart, just beautifully tender, beautifully rendered down. The richness with the Brussels sprouts, full flavor. Again, a gargantuan cut. That's a gorgeous shank. My goodness. All right.
He's speechless.
I'm here talking with my mouth full. Anyway, so we want to do our trivia question right now for one of our listeners to come in and experience the Tankerville Ranch for themselves. Kristen, what's a fun trivia question to ask this week?
How many horses do we currently have on property?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, we're out here at the Tankerville Ranch. It's a ranch, fellow foodies. So we want to know how many horses are actually out here on the property. Now, these are live, working horses, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Tankerville Ranch gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Doghouse Saloon right out here at the magnificent Tankerville Ranch right at the end of Speedway due east. Take a left and just wind yourself up and you will find Kristen Tremel and you will find Executive Chef Sergio Roca here who will handle your every need. Now, as we were talking during the break, you talked about the special pricing package that your guests at the restaurant have. Okay, before we take our callers, so how are the menu items priced here?
Well, we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner here. Breakfast is $12 a person. Lunch we do is all buffet style, and that's it's $22.95 Monday through Saturday and $24.95 on Sundays. We do an excellent Sunday brunch. And then dinner is always a fixed price. It's three courses for $35 a person, and that includes non-alcoholic beverages.
And that includes the shank.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep,
so
that's
for $35, I can get the shank and two more courses.
Which is unbelievable. And everywhere else in town, you might get the shank for $35.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, we have a caller who thinks that she knows the answer to the question. Again, the question of the week is, how many horses are out here at the Tankerville Ranch? And we have a caller, but I will ask other listeners if you want to give it a shot. 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to come on out and hit the Tankerville Ranch for yourself. Anyway, we're going to go to line one and say hi to Kathleen. Kathleen, how you doing?
Oh, just great.
Okay, well, you know, I so want to give you this gift, and I want to know if you know how many horses are out here at the ranch, Kathleen.
Well, I'm going to say 180.
180.
Wow, you're really close.
Kathleen, Mike, wow, you're really close, Kathleen. But I, I'm going to leave it up to Kristen. Good cop, bad cop time. What do you think?
Oh, let's give it to her.
You want to give it to her?
Let's give it to her.
Okay, let me tell you something. Kathleen, Congratulations, let me just say. I was thinking we were going to have to take dozens of calls for this one because whenever there's a number that's an answer, I love the spirited, you know, guests that we have. But how many horses are there, Kristen?
There are currently 184 horses on property.
Kathleen,
right,
you were four horses off.
I think she was thinking that we were going to ride off.
Well, I think maybe some of the horses had some babies or something.
I am here to tell you, if you do not begin to stand and make your voice heard and very clear, and the way you do it,
yeah, is she with us?
The GOP, defund the
okay,
GOP.
Great. I'll take two more. Yep.
If you don't straighten up that one party.
Great. Anyway, great, Kathleen. So have you ever been out to the Tankerville Ranch before? I don't know. I don't know if we still have her or not. But anyway, Kathleen, if you're still on the phone, I want you to stick around because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. So she's looking forward to coming out here, Kristen.
That's great.
Where do you put 184 horses? I mean, you have like, what, 600,000 acres out here?
660.
184 live working horses.
Correct.
Now, that's for the trail ride. How are these horses kept in shape and moved around and used?
They do it all. So they do all of our trail rides, sunset rides. They do everything. So.
When's the last time you were on a horse, Kristen Dremel?
2 weeks ago.
What about you, Michael Luria?
A long, long time ago.
You know, you
How
and
about
I,
you?
Yeah, you don't want to know. You know, I'm wearing my boots today, and that's a milestone in and of itself. So,
hey, and you have the shirt to go with it.
And I have the shirt to go with it. I mean, I'm a package deal. I look like I'm just Mr. Doghouse, right?
That's right.
So anyway, we talked about the great accommodations here. We didn't really talk about the rooms themselves. You talked about the fact that there are no televisions, which I celebrate. Right. We don't want to have you sitting in front of a TV while the living desert awaits. Talk about how these beautiful rooms are appointed, Kristen.
Well, we do everything from two guests to families of 15 to 20. So we have 70 guest rooms, and then we have two small homes that are on property as well. So we everybody. It's very Southwestern style, kind of gives you that ranchy feel, so you can just kick your boots off and be dirty at the end of the day. Have a great time.
And when you're coming into the restaurant after a day out of the ranch and you sit down to one of these wonderful culinary experiences, talk about the setting itself of the dining room.
The dining room, definitely very, very Southwest. There's lots of mesquite all through the entire place. Most of the struts are actually made out of mesquite as well. The structure on the roof is actually a lattice structure, so it's the lats of cactus that are running through. It's a very, very unique experience. Our silverware, which you guys are using, this is the actual silverware we use in the dining room, so it's very heavy.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Once in a while,
you need
yeah.
a little bit of a break. And you're going to have to take everything out of your refrigerator at home except for one thing. What is that one thing in Executive Chef Sergio Roca's refrigerator that you just cannot?
Beer. That's pretty much the only thing in my fridge at the moment anyway. It's been a very long week, so I've hardly spent any time at home anyway. So.
You know,
gotta love an honest answer.
I was going to say, I appreciate the honesty because that's what our listeners expect.
Yeah.
If there's anything in Chef Sergio Roca's refrigerator, it's beer. Now, here's the follow-up, brother. What kind of beer?
Oh, being from Texas, I love Shiner.
Beautiful.
So I almost always have Shiner Cheer right now. If anybody can find it at the store, I know the Albertsons carries it. Amazing holiday beer.
Great.
It's infused with pecan and peach. It's just super, super good. Goes really well with the shank.
Sounds
good. It would go really well with the shank that we have. Let's see what else. Lone Star, but I can't get Lone Star out here. So, but yeah, usually pretty good beers. New Belgian. I like New Belgian. That one's a really good one too.
Well, I tell you what, we've really enjoyed this time with you, getting to know you, and I'm really looking forward to coming out here and enjoying a meal from beginning to end. And I just want to thank you for everything you do and your entire team out here at the Tankerville Ranch. You're really feeding people with attention, with love, and I just want to thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And Kristen Tremel, thank you so much for keeping us all libated and busy on property here. How can people find out about Tankerville Ranch online?
They can go to, it is just tvgr.com.
Tvgr.com is the way to do it. Anyway, yes. Thank you so much for everything you do. Michael Luria, as always, a pleasure having you on, brother.
Happy holidays. It's holidays. It's been great.
Happy holidays to you and your family as well. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Michael Luria reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend. Cheers. We'll see you at the range.